Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into a really special property in Sarasota, 387 South Shore Drive. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this one. So 387 South Shore Drive is a new construction estate in Sapphire Shores. And honestly, it's one of those rare opportunities you don't see very often in Sarasota.
Oh, wow. So what makes it so rare? I mean, there's new construction happening all over the place these days.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing. This property has something most new builds in established neighborhoods just don't have. We're talking about 5,636 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and here's the kicker, a 5-car garage. That's huge in Sarasota, especially in an in-town location like Sapphire Shores.
A 5-car garage? That's actually pretty wild for a residential property in the city. Who are you seeing interested in something like that?
Well, we're seeing collectors, people with hobbies, folks who just need the extra storage. But the real appeal is the half-acre lot. In Sapphire Shores, that's significantly larger than what you typically find. So you've got room for landscaping, outdoor living, and yes, that expanded garage space. The property was built in 2022, so it's brand new construction with contemporary design. And it's listed at $7,595,000.
And Sapphire Shores, that's still close to downtown, right? I know that neighborhood has been really popular.
Absolutely. It's just north of downtown Sarasota, so you get that quiet residential feel, but you're minutes away from all the cultural stuff. The Ringling Museum, the dining, the waterfront. You're close to Sarasota Bay. It's one of those neighborhoods that's been around for a while, so it has that mature tree canopy and established character. But at the same time, there's ongoing reinvestment happening.
So for someone looking at this property, what should they know about the current market? Is Sarasota still hot right now?
You know what I think is so cool about this moment? Inventory is actually rising in Sarasota, so buyers have more options than they did a year or two ago. That said, a property like this with new construction, that much space, and that location, it's still a distinct opportunity. If someone's thinking about whether to move now or wait, timing definitely matters. We've got resources on my site that break down the pricing strategy and market timing so people can really think through their situation.
That makes sense. So someone could check out your market analysis and get a sense of where things stand. And I imagine if they're curious about what their own property might be worth or what this market looks like in different neighborhoods, Longboat, Siesta Key, all those areas, you've got that covered too.
Yeah, we do. I've got detailed breakdowns comparing different areas. What 2 million buys in Sarasota versus Longboat versus Siesta Key, for example. And for anyone serious about understanding their property's value, we offer accurate home valuations right on the site. It's all about giving people the information they need to make smart decisions.
That's really helpful. Well, this property sounds absolutely stunning. And for anyone interested in seeing more photos, the full listing details, or even scheduling a private showing, they can find all that information in the show notes. David, thanks so much for walking us through 387 South Shore Drive.
Thanks for having me. Anyone curious about this property or just exploring Sarasota real estate in general, reach out. I'm happy to talk through it.
Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.